welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Last time on the podcast, we talked about planting in the garden. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see how that turns out.
Well, I hope it turns out well. I expect that it will.
Oh, I do too.
But let's talk about one of our favorite topics is food.
I love food.
I love food too.
I love to make it, cook it, buy it, eat it.
And it seems like the people that listen to our podcasts and the people that come to our Merc and the people that make comments on our stuff love food too.
I think they do.
So last night we had the Merc was open. And so we had, you know, we were kind of tired after that, but, you know, and I would have no clue what to fix for a meal.
Here's one of the things that we decided last season, and has worked really well for us, both on days that the Merc is open here, which is usually from 10 to 2. So we try to eat some kind of decent breakfast to tide us over. And then when we go to town during the summer every Saturday and are at the farmer's market, and we roll in back home usually between 12 and 1 in the afternoon, and we're hungry.
Yeah, usually starved.
And
because we're looking at food all day, for one thing.
Right. And the area of responsibility for me is what we eat.
It's a good thing it's not my responsibility. I grow it. But
yes.
And I can cook, but I just will stand there and look at the refrigerator that is full of food for an hour and not be able to figure anything out.
And for me, that is where I thrive.
Oh, totally. That's your strength.
In the kitchen and coming up with something to eat. And sometimes I go back and forth between the pantry and the refrigerator trying to think of what I'm hungry for, or something that we haven't had for a while, or something new to fix. But when we have these regular commitments, what I decided is it would be good if I knew every time we have the Merc open, every time we go to the market, we're going to eat the same lunch that day, mm-hmm. every single time. And it needed to be something fast that I can whip up very quickly, but is nourishing and is homemade. But I don't have to think about it because we're tired, we're hungry, we've loaded, we've unloaded. So every time we have one of those events, we have eggs and toast for lunch.
We do. And
every time.
It works great because, like yesterday, we had fresh spinach. So you made me a fresh spinach omelet.
Right. So that was super easy. Melt a little butter in the pan, toss in a handful of spinach, saute it a bit, add the eggs, some cheese, you're good to go. The other thing, though, that I do with that, because you like omelet, you'd probably eat an omelet every day.
Probably, yep.
Not something you get tired of. You can add all kinds of variety to those.
I mean, they're not boring, are they?
They're not. Okay. And I like scrambled eggs with cheese. Sometimes with mushrooms or peppers, things like that. But I also rotate through this time where I really want eggs over easy. And I prefer just the yolk. I'm not a big fan of the egg whites.
So I get the whites.
So here's what I do.
I'm like the garbage can.
No.
But that's okay. I like them.
So I separate two eggs. I reserve the yolks, and then I add one whole egg, to those whites, and that's what I scramble up and make an omelet for you, mm-hmm. is out of two egg whites and one whole egg. I do that, and then I add a little more butter to the pan, and I cook my egg yolks. By that time, the toaster has popped, butter it up, and
butter. We do a lot of butter.
Yeah, there's a lot of butter involved.
It seems like,
in
this. We mention butter a lot.
We do.
Real butter.
Oh, but if you will look back on our blog posts, it's been 2 or 3 years ago, and then I also posted it on Medium, an article called In Defense of Butter. And at the end of that, you will find that after I switched to butter, we stopped using any sort of artificial margarines, mm-hmm. anything, or as my grandma called it, oleo. When I switched us back to that straight butter, my cholesterol went down.
Yeah, that was surprising that happened, because, you know, that's not what you hear.
It is not.
And the whole egg controversy.
Right.
That was a whole issue too. You know, eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you. We both have really good cholesterol numbers.
We do. And I guess the moral of that is you have to figure out what's best for you.
Right.
My personal belief is the more whole foods you eat that are not processed into anything else are better for you.
Mm-hmm. That's just what we prefer, and it works for us and may not work for other people. Do what works for you.
Right. So that has been our accommodation for not driving through and getting some kind of junk food or something.
Because the first few years, that's kind of what we did. You know, we went to the closest burger joint or whatever and ate a really awful, a meal that was awful for us.
It was. And then you just feel sluggish and heavy the rest of the day. So we eat a lot of eggs now. It's a good protein source, and that's what we do after market or mercantile openings. But then I also tend to look for things to fix that are like comfort foods.
Yeah.
And I love making some of those old recipes. And last night, one of the things that came to me, I knew we were going to have a pasta. I had some ravioli in the that I'd bought fresh at a specialty store. And I knew I had things to make a salad. And I thought, I need a bread. But I want something quick because I didn't have any yeast breads ready, or I didn't have time to make a full-on yeast bread. So I thought, popovers.
I love popovers.
Oh,
they're just fun.
They're just fun. I mean, you can't get around the fun factor. This relatively thin batter that puffs up in the oven and then just has this very rich, eggy, tender, but nice hollow, airy places to add butter
and jam. And we always have some fresh jam.
We do. I make a lot of jam, so we always have little bits of leftover jam.
Yeah, we usually get whatever's left. Sometimes it's all mixed together.
It is, but we
like
just
get the ends. But it's good.
It is. So you posted a picture of the popovers last night. And we had a lot of comments.
We did. It seemed to bring back a lot of good memories for people of their grandma making them. Or some people said, I haven't made popovers in ages. I just love them.
And they're so incredibly easy to make. The thing you have to have is a popover pan.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have the popover pan, it's easy. I'll add the recipe in the show notes, but it's basically flour, milk, egg, and salt. I do it in the blender. I throw everything in the blender, power it up, scrape it down, power it up, and you have a mixed batter, and pour it into those popover pans. And the critical part about those is they're deeper. They're a deeper, narrow container so that it will rise and puff up. You can't really do it in a muffin tin because it's not deep enough.
These were just perfect.
And they bake in about 40 minutes at 425 degrees. And the other thing that works really well is the minute you take them, not even the minute, the second you take them out of the oven, take a knife and poke just a little vent hole in the side of them. And that lets some of that steam out and keeps them from collapsing.
They did not collapse
they
at
didn't.
All.
They didn't.
Which is unusual.
It was. And I not only added butter, but I dipped mine in the cream sauce from the ravioli. So that was pretty tasty.
They were fun. It was good. And, you know, it was just one of those things that I don't know. I don't think everybody makes popovers.
No, it seems to be, according to the comments and the feedback we were getting, a lot of people had memories of their grandmothers making them and, you know, things like that. But they're easy. They're pretty quick and they're just fun.
Yeah, they are. So, you know, I like fun stuff.
So go out and get yourself a popover pan and make some popovers.
Mm-hmm. You won't regret it.
No, you won't. And if you happen to have some Five Feline Farm jam.
Oh, yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. And right now I think we have some peach and some blackberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peach and blackberry.
From our own fruit, which is super cool.
Yes.
And I picked them.
And we always remove the seeds from the blackberries. We don't personally care for seeds in our jam. So we filter those out. And almost everything we produce then is seedless.
Mm-hmm. So that is always very popular at the market. People who have made jam in particular really appreciate that process because they realize, you know, that takes a little extra work to get those seeds out because they are seedy.
Yes, they are. But I think it makes a better jam. We also offer a low sugar jam that is extremely popular. And that really is half the sugar. We don't ever use a sweetener, an artificial sweetener of any kind. It is always sugar, just a varying amount of sugar based on the recipe.
We're about whole food, really.
We are. And
we eat stuff that other people would say you shouldn't eat that, but it's whole food.
But we're about the natural ingredients in that. So
there you have it about popovers, one of our favorites. And send us your questions.
Absolutely. We have a lot of things that we are going to talk about.
We love to talk about food.
Yes. Over the next several podcasts, we're going to be talking about other kinds of food that we make and our favorites. We'll be talking about more hints and tips and tricks and skills to build in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you enjoy the kinds of things that we're doing and ready to share with you.
So thanks for listening to us. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.